This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. 4-H and Google on Friday announced they are coming together for a first-of-its-kind computer science collaboration that will teach kids both technical skills like coding and essential life skills like teamwork and resilience. The collaboration is funded by a $1.5 million grant from Google.org to establish a CS program that will empower more than 100,000 young people across 22 states in its first year. The collaboration will include an effort to reach communities where youth traditionally have limited access to computers, internet, or CS training. As with most programs, the effort will feature teen-led peer-to-peer mentoring. 4-H and Google publicly announced the collaboration at a press conference at the Illinois State Fair, where they also debuted a new 4-H-themed virtual reality expedition showcasing 4-H youth using technology to improve their communities. Last year, AFBF and the National 4-H Council established a partnership to help empower and develop young people with the workforce skills necessary to pursue careers in the agriculture industry. On July 20th, the Senate Appropriations Committee passed the Fiscal Year 2018 Agriculture Appropriations Bill at the request of Appropriations Committee Chairman Thad Cochran of Mississippi and Vice Chairman Patrick Leahy of Vermont. The bill included crucial improvements in the dairy and cotton farm bill safety net programs. A market intel update reviews the proposed improvements to the market protection program and estimates how these changes would have altered program performance during the first 2 years of coverage. The improvements to the dairy safety net were designed to improve the program's effectiveness and encourage farmers to participate at buy-up levels of coverage. The proposed changes would become effective during a portion of the 2018 calendar year. Today, 99% of all U.S. farms are family farms, accounting for 89% of the U.S. food production, according to the Agriculture Department. These are impressive statistics for farms categorized as being operated by families, individuals, family partnerships, or family corporations. The numbers speak to the character and motivation of America's farmers and ranchers and the high-quality food, fiber, and renewable fuels they provide. It is becoming more and more difficult, however, for family farms to remain in business. To share the voting record of members of Congress on the key issues affecting farmers, ranchers, and rural communities, AFBF recently launched a congressional scorecard and voting record. The custom website application will track key issues and congressional votes. As key votes are recorded, AFBF will maintain scores and calculate the percentage at which each member voted in favor of AFBF's position on key issues. Key vote criteria include each vote being based on AFBF's strategic action plan issues. Votes must be on issues AFBF took clear positions on and either expressed a position in communications to Congress prior to the vote or communicated its position to Congress with regularity in the past. They include recorded floor votes only. Procedural votes may be used in cases where they are a true measure of support or opposition to a bill, and votes may be on final passage or on key amendments. Wholesale broiler prices have remained above last year's level almost all year despite the expectation for an annual 2% increase in broiler production projected in the May World Agriculture Supply and Demand Estimates and rather inexpensive competing meats. The national composite price is the weighted average of whole birds sold and is released every week by the Agriculture Department. This year, the national composite hit the highest level since June 2014, reaching $115 per hundredweight. However, some of the more exciting price rallies seen this year are in broiler piece prices, with several of the chicken pieces showing surprising strength. Commodity markets tumbled after the USDA released its August yield estimates, which came in significantly higher than estimated. USDA came out with corn yields that were above trend and soybean yields that were well above the market expectations, according to Dr. John Newton, AFBF Director of Market Intelligence. The numbers aren't final, but Newton predicts they'll hold up come harvest time. This may seem like something you've heard before, but the administration is seeking to modernize an existing U.S. free trade agreement. This time, it's the United States-Korea Free Trade Agreement, better known as CORUS. The CORUS agreement was signed on June 30, 2007, and finally went into effect on March 15, 2012. South Korea has been an important market for U.S. agricultural exports since and was the United States' fifth largest ag export market and the seventh largest overall goods export market in 2016. When CORUS went into effect in 2012, it was ushered in with high expectations. The U.S. was beginning to come out of an economic slump that had begun in September 2008 and was ready to grow an already significant market. Growth estimates were high and spirits were up. But, as sometimes happens, things didn't go as planned. South Korea's imports of all goods from the United States have actually fallen since 2011, the year before implementation went into effect. The same is true for U.S. ag exports, which fell from a record high of $6.9 billion in 2011 to about $6.2 billion in 2016. AFBF, the Canadian Federation of Agriculture, and Mexico's Consejo Nacional Agropecuario on Wednesday sent a joint letter to Canadian, United States, and Mexican government officials reiterating their calls that the North American Free Trade Agreement renegotiations should aim to modernize the agreement rather than dismantle it. The AFBF, CFA, and CNA agree that agriculture represents one of NAFTA's biggest success stories. Agricultural reciprocal trade between the three countries has grown exponentially since the agreement was implemented more than 20 years ago. In their discussions, the three presidents agreed on the need to build on the original agreement's success by looking for ways to increase trade volumes. The Agriculture Department's August Crop Production Report provides the first survey-based estimate of corn and soybean yields, harvested area, and production for the U.S. The objective yield and farm operator surveys were conducted between July 25th and August 8th to gather information on expected yields as of August 1st. Crop condition data is not considered in the calculation of objective yields. The August 10th crop production report forecast the 2017 U.S. average corn yield at 169.5 bushels per acre and total corn production at 14.153 billion bushels, which would be the third highest on record. USDA's report forecast the 2017 U.S. average soybean yield at 49.4 bushels per acre and total soybean production at a new record high of 4.381 billion bushels. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.